So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the laws of mezuzah. The mitzvah of mezuzah is written in the Torah in the parasha of Kriyishma. Uchsavtam amezuzas beisecha uvisharecha. The Brisa says, uvisharecha, and in your gates, means that a mezuzah is required on the gates of batim, chatzeros, medinos vayaras, homes, yards, countries, and cities. Abaye asked Rav Safra, why are there no mezuzahs on the gates to the city of Mechoza? Rav Safra said, because those gates are just there to support the tower above it, and not to serve as an entrance. Abaye challenged this and said that since the gatekeeper lives there, it does require mezuzah, as we learned in the Brisa, Beis HaKnesses Sheyesh BeBeis Dira L'Chazna HaKnesses Chiyeves BeMezuzah. A shul that has an apartment for the attendant of the shul requires a mezuzah. Therefore, Abaye says, Mishum Sakana. There are no mezuzahs on the gates of Mechuza because of the danger that the king will think the Jews are performing some sort of magic at the gates. The Gemara cites a brisa which relates an incident where one was checking mezuzahs in the upper market area of Tzipari, and upon being discovered was fined 1,000 zuz because he was suspected of performing magic. This brisa also taught, mezuzahs yachid nivdekes pamayim b'shavua, b'shal rabim pamayim b'yevil. A private mezuzah must be inspected twice in 7 years, and a public mezuzah twice in 50 years. The Gemara next went on to explain the guidelines of what type of structures do require mezuzah. From the pasuk, Uchsavtam amezuzas beisecha uvisharecha. The Brisa learns, Beisecha hamiyuchud lach, a house for the use of people or residents. According to Rabbi Yehuda, all agree that this excludes Beis HaTeven, or Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, or Beis HaEitzvus, storage places of straw, livestock, wood, or other storage areas, which are therefore patur min mezuzah, exempt from mezuzah. However, if hanashim miskashtes behen, women adorn themselves in these storage areas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokes tanoim whether that makes it into a beis dira, a residence. One brisa says chayev, and one brisa says pater. According to Rav Kahana, who is later supported by a brisa, whether these storage areas require mezuzah at all is a machlokes tanoim. One brisa says chayev, and one brisa says pater. However, if hanashim reichetzes behen, they bathe there, all agree that it is pater from mezuzah because, as Rashi explains, ain kavod shemaim liyasha mezuzah. It's not appropriate to have a mezuzah there. The Brisa continues with more exemptions based on beisecha because they are not similar to your house. The following are pater from mezuzah. Beis shar, achsadja umepeset, a gatehouse, portico, or porch. Because ma bayis miyuchad ledira, yetzu elu, shein miyuchad ledira. These areas are not used for residents. Beis HaKisei, Ubeis HaBursiki, Ubeis HaMerchetz, Ubeis HaTvilo, a lavatory, tannery, bathhouse, or house of immersion, because Ma Bayis HaAsu L'Chavid, Avkala Asu L'Chavid, Yatsu Elu She'en Asu L'Chavid. These areas are not made for a dignified use. Har HaBayis, V'Hal HaShachis, V'Hazaris, the Temple Mount, chambers, and courtyards, because Ma Bayis Shehu Chayil, these areas are not mundane, but holy areas. Another brisa adds, Bishar she'en makura, a doorway that has no roof or lintel. Bishar she'en kavaya asara, a doorway that is not 10 tefachim high. The Gemara next introduces a brisa in which there is a machlekes regarding kippa, an archway. Remeir mechayev b'mezuzah, v'acham patron. Remeir requires a mezuzah and the chacham exempted from mezuzah. The issue here is that in order to be considered a doorway, an opening must be at least 10 tefachim high by 4 tefachim wide, while in an archway, it narrows to less than 4 tefachim. Therefore, v'shavin she'im yesh bragaleha asara shachayeves b'mezuzah. All agree that if the archway has a minimum width of 4 tefachim up to a height of 10 tefachim, it is chayev b'mezuzah. Abaye also explains that if the archway is not 4 tefachim wide up to a height of at least 3 tefachim, even if it's 10 tefachim high in total, or if it is not 10 tefachim high in total, even if it's 4 tefachim wide up to a height of at least 3 tefachim, all agree that it's pater mimezuzah, because it lacks one of the requisite measurements. Machlokes is in the case where the archway has an overall height of 10 tefachim, and is 4 tefachim wide to a height of 3 tefachim, but it's not 4 tefachim wide to a height of 10 tefachim. Remeir savor chaykin lahashlim, Rabban Savri ain chaykin lahashlim. Remeir holds that it's chayev b'mezuzah because we consider it as if it was chiseled out to 10 by 4 tefachim. And the Chacham hold that it's pater b'mezuzah because we do not consider it as if it was chiseled out to 10 by 4 tefachim. The Gemara continues its discussion of mezuzah and quotes a braisa which rules. Beis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaIsha, Ubeis HaShutvin, Chayavim BeMezuzah. A shul, a woman's house, and a house owned by partners requires a mezuzah. The chiddush, the novelty of this ruling, is that we do not interpret the word Beisecha as Beisecha v'loi Beisa, Beisecha v'loi Beis Batehem, your house in the male form of the word to exclude a woman's room, or your house singular to exclude a house owned by more than one person. Rather, since the pasuk says Laman Yirbu Yumeichem V'Meivenechem, by fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah, you and your children will merit long lives. Hanu boi chayiv, v'hanu loy boi chayiv. Don't old need long life? Therefore, the above are chayiv b'mezuzah. The Gemara explains that beisecha is needed for that which Rabbi taught. Derech bi'asecha. As you enter, the mezuzah goes on the right side of the door, because when people begin to walk to enter a room, they move their right foot first. Another braisa taught, Beis HaKnesses u'Beis HaIsha u'Beis HaShutvin mitamen b'negayim. These houses can become tamei from tzaras. The chiddush here is that although the pasuk reads uva asher loy havayis, we do not say loy v'loy la, loy v'loy lahen, to exclude a woman's house or a house owned by more than one person. Rather, since the pasuk says b'vayis eretz achuzaschem, a house in the land of your inheritance, in plural, we know that even a house owned by partners can become tamei. The word loy is to teach that tzaras comes to the house of person who considers his possessions to be exclusively his. He does not want to lend anything to his neighbors, and when asked, claims to not have these things. Hashem punishes him with tzaras, which requires his house to be cleared of all utensils, revealing that he indeed had those items all along. The Gemara cites another braisa which rules. Yochel yu batik nesisu batim midrashus mitame ben agoyim. Shuls cannot become tamei v'm tzaras, because we learn from Uva'a Shaloi Havayis that only Mishim Yuchud Loi, Yatsu Elu She'em Yuchadim Loi. Only a house that is specifically his can become Tamei from Tzaras, but not Shul's. This contradicts the earlier Braisa, which ruled that Shul's are Metamim Negayim. The Gemara gives three answers. Harameya Harabanan. As we learn in the Braisa, Beis HaKnesses Sheyeshba Beis Dira L'chazen HaKnesses Chayev B'Mezuzah V'She'em Beis Dira Remeir Mechayev Acham Patron. All agree that a shul that has an apartment requires a mezuzah. However, the above two braises are referring to a shul that does not have an apartment. The first braise holds like Remeir that it's chayav a mezuzah, and likewise mitam minagam. And the second braise holds like the chacham that it's patam a mezuzah and not mitam minagam. Hava harabbanan v'loy kasha. Had the isba beis dira, had the lasba beis dira. Both braises are according to the chacham, but the first braise is referring to a shul that has an apartment, and the second braisa is referring to a shul that does not have an apartment. Havaha the lesba beis dira, v'ha de krachim v'ha de kfar. Both braisas are referring to a shul that does not have an apartment. However, the first braisa is referring to a small town where the shul is considered to have baile miuchadim, specific owners, who are the local residents. Therefore, it is chayav b'mezuzah, and it is metam b'negayim. The second braisa is referring to a large city where the shul is not considered to have baile miuchadim, specific owners, because the shul is used not only by the local residents, but by many people who come from all over. Therefore, it's patam in mezuzah and not mitam in the goyim. This discussion continues on the next daf.